Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
Hey, listen, I want to talk today a little bit about having more month than money. Anybody ever had some things that come up and you're like, man, I just don't have enough money? Raise your hand. If you don't raise your hand, I want to talk to you today after church if you've got a bunch of extra money. I'm going to go down a path that my dad taught me. Maybe you weren't taught anything about money and about resources. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't know about how money works, and then money runs them around. And then there's that misquoted scripture that people say, you know, the Bible says that money's the root of all evil, and it doesn't say that. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. I've seen people love some money, and they didn't have no money at all. And I want to kind of unpack that today. And then I'm going to kind of preach a little bit out of my book. I never talk about this book much because it's called Solving Your Money Problems. And I figure some people want it, some people don't. But today at all the campuses today, I don't know where it sells all over. You can get it online, of course. But today at church, they're just going to, if you don't have money and you need it, I'll give it to you. It's only $5. And other people might say, hey, I could give extra or whatever. But I want you to get this because it's a roadmap about how to budget your money and how to get out of debt. First of all, the Bible says this. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So notice God said, hey, I wish, or my prayer is for you, my hope is for you, that you prosper. God wants you to be blessed, and he wants you to be healthy. But what happens is we don't prosper our soul. So when I was a little kid, my dad took me down to the bank here in Florida. There's a part of town called Lemay, Missouri. It's down by the River de Pere. Come on, somebody, right? That's our intercoastal. Smells horrible. It's a bad area. My dad took me down to Lemay Bank, and we walked in. He had no business at the bank, but he came in and said, come here, son. Let me show you this place. Look at these ceilings. Is this amazing? He said, look at this tile. Look at this granite tile. And then he takes me over to where they have the windows open. He says, look, see these pins? They're even on a chain. These people don't even want to give you an ink pen. These people take your money. And he said, these are cigar-sucking bankers, and I've discovered how to beat them at their own game. And so my dad began to teach me about money because his dad didn't teach him anything about money. In fact, people all the time look at money, and they see it as it's a lack. I don't have enough. And they try to use their MasterCard to pay their Visa, and the Discover card discovers where you live. Doesn't that suck, right? And so what my dad did was showed me a couple things that prospered my soul. And then later, he took me to Frank at the bank. Isn't that a cool name, Frank at the bank? I wish my name was Frank. I'd be Frank Crank. Come on, somebody. That would be so awesome. But my dad came and he said, okay, Frank, David now's grown up. He's 18. He's buying his first home. It's actually at 1920 Telegraph, if you want to Google that. It was just a little A-frame house. It was $45,000. And here's what my dad taught me. He said, you got to print out the amortization schedule. And what he taught me was, is the payment was, and I forget how much it was, say it was $500 or something. The payment's $500, and if I could pay one extra principal payment of like $45, I would rip off Frank from the bank, and I could take a 30-year note to a 15-year note, okay? And interest, the Bible says, eats up the fruit of your labor, okay? Interest eats up the fruit of your labor. And if we're not cautious, what we do is we buy things we can't afford to impress people that we don't even know because we think it's going to make us feel better. Anybody ever really wanted to buy something bad? Raise your hand. You liar. You've been to the mall. You really want it. And we spend money on stuff that really doesn't even matter. And I like to shop. Nicole's a saver. I'm a spender. There has to be one in the relationship. Who's the spender? Come on, raise your hand if you're the spender. Who's the saver, right? You just okay, saver, spender, right? So I spend it. When I got filled with the Spirit, my first tongue was shop a lot, okay? I got a story I got to tell you though real quick. It's just funny. If you go, me and Ashton were there in Palm Beach, and we're walking down, and Nicole wasn't with us, and that's our mistake. I was left unattended. And I was walking through the mall, and this girl comes up to me in Ashton, and she's like, just one second. See these lines on your skin? Anybody ever seen these people? This just go away. And she started doing this stuff, and it was phenomenal. And she said, hey, you won't need, just think of all the money you're going to save not needing Botox. I'm like, yeah, it's a lot of money. Look how much better you look. Do you feel like your skin is tighter? I'm like, phenomenal. My daughter, she's no help. She's a spender as well. She goes, dude, this is incredible. You've got to buy it. So I spend $500 on this whole package. I go home, I tell Nicole, I don't have to get Botox anymore, blah, blah, blah. She said, oh my gosh, you're so stupid. That if you check this out, this is Preparation H is what it is, and it's making your skin tight for a minute, and it goes away. She's like, you're supposed to put that somewhere we don't want to see. I bought something I didn't need, something that didn't work. I felt so stupid because I made a move under pressure, okay? So when the salesperson says, if you don't buy this car today, you're probably going to lose it because there was somebody in here yesterday that said they're coming back today. Now, please forgive me, car salesman, but do you know how to know if a car salesman's lying? If their mouth is moving. Come on, somebody. Okay, so she's just got, I feel really bad. Not all car salesmen are that way. Just some are that way. I should have never said that one, I tell you. But when you make a move under pressure and you buy things you can't afford, what you're doing is you're forfeiting your possibility of getting ahead. So I'm going to show you this. I just ChatGPT'd this for you. This is what the life of the loan. I said, okay, ChatGPT, help me real quick. Let's talk about paying off your house. If you borrow $500,000 at 7% interest over 30 years, chat, what's the monthly payment? They said about $3,300 a month. Over 30 years, you would pay $697,000 in interest alone. That means that the house that you bought for $500,000, you would actually pay $1.2 million for that house. Let that sit for a minute. And some of you are going, and that's exactly why I rent. I'm smart. No, the only people that are smart is your adult kids that are living for free at your house eating your groceries. Now that is smart. I can give them that. Let's give it up for these brainiacs. It's unreal. Living in our house, eating our food, they're geniuses. Waiting for you to die, tripping you on the steps. Come on, somebody, feeding stuff to you. I don't know what they're doing, but I got a feeling. Ash is like, buy more Preparation H. Probably be good if you ate it. See how the Bible says that interest eats up the fruit of your labor? Raise your hand if you see that. So this means if you rent a house, I don't like that long term. I want you to rent, but I want you to be the person that rents the house. Because inflation is bringing the house up. And the person who owns the place is going to keep raising your rent. So I want you to get a house. I want you to own a house. I actually want you to own a few houses. Nicole and I own apartment complexes, okay, in different states other than Missouri. So don't look to us to be giving you a house, okay? But we've done that through some friends over the years because we beat bankers at their own game. Remember Frank at the bank? So Frank at the bank says, oh, man. My dad said, I've taught my son how to get ahead and to beat you guys. And so Frank at the bank got up and high-fived me. He lived on the same street as me. I lived next to Frank at the bank. The president of the bank had paid his house off and had bought another house and another house and another house. Let me tell you, the key to getting ahead in life is, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So number one, I want you to set up a goal. And that's why I put this book up here today. And I want to talk about it. And again, I'll give it to you. But I have in here called a budget. The first thing we have to do is we've got to have you running your money. Because if you don't run your money's going to run you. Some people say, yeah, money talks. Anybody ever heard that? And then people say, mine says goodbye. All right. So we don't want that. We want our money to listen to us. So we talked a little bit about it last week. And I got it here on this page right here on a budgeting. Budgeting is not a bad word. Budgeting is something you should do every month. Because I promise you, there's a bunch of stuff that you don't need. Do you really go to the gym? But I got the advanced, you know, platinum membership at the gym. Are you going? No. Then you need to cancel it. I have friends that own gyms. They figured out that if they can keep it below $10 a month, you won't cancel it. Some of them are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month for people that don't go to the gym. I'm not encouraging you not to go to the gym. I'm just saying, just park further away and walk to church. Stop having your grandkids get the remote. Come on, somebody, you go get it. But if you start allowing money to manage you instead of you managing the money, then you'll manage to find yourself in a bad situation, right? So that alone right there is one of the ways that you can get ahead, is by just paying extra principal payments. Now let's talk about cars a minute. How many of y'all like cars? Raise your hand if you like cars. Oh, you love cars. And again, cars. And then I was at dinner Friday night with Bill Dean. He owns the Dean Teams here. He's a good friend of mine. And Dean is, he's ridiculously rich, like Michael Jackson, stupid rich, right? Just crazy money bills. God, and how he's got it is he gets commercials here in St. Louis and says, come on down to the Dean Team. We've got free hot dogs for you. We got blow up for the kids. Come on down. There's no free hot dogs, people. That's the most expensive hot dog you've ever eaten in your life. You're like, I'm going down there. I'm going to get a free hot dog. Look at this. And your kids are bouncing around. You're having a good time. And then you get in the car and you open it up on a hot day. And have you ever smelled the new car smell? Come on, raise your hand. You're like, oh, my gosh. And then they trick you and say, well, it's only like $45 more a month. It's only $80 more a month. And then they sit down with the finance guy, and the finance guy says, well, you know, you need the tire package and you need the warranty package. And before you leave, you're like, what in the world happened? You're driving away with that new car smell, and then you tell yourself and your kids, this is our new car. We're not eating in this car. Come on, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Anybody ever had this chat? We're not eating in this car. Okay, 3 months later, there's not one car on our parking lot today that doesn't have a chicken nugget under the seat somewhere, because we promise ourselves stuff that we don't keep. I'll try it over here. We make promises we don't keep. So I want you to do this. I want you to say, your car, in your mind, my car is not really an appreciating asset. If it's got a wheel or it floats, don't do it. You want a friend with a boat. Raise your hand, okay? Get in a small group. That's why I encourage you. Get in a group. Get in a group. Especially there in Florida. People got all kinds of boats. I don't have a boat. I have friends with boats. The happiest day. Two happy days in your life is the day you buy the boat, and the happiest day is the day you sell the boat. So get a friend with a boat. I got a better idea. Marry a woman with a boat. Come on, somebody, and see if it's paid off, okay? But don't buy depreciating assets. You want to get a car that you can pay cash for. Why? Because you want to get right back here to paying that house off. Because that house is going to keep going up and up and up and up and up and up and up. And then someday you'll look back and you'll be like, okay, maybe even financially, maybe in your retirement years, you can't afford to live like you once did. There's a thing called a reverse mortgage. Here's what I love about a reverse mortgage. You pay it all down. And then before your kids get the money, you start spending it. Is this a great plan or what? You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to die as close to broke as I possibly can. Because if I work for this money, I'm going to spend this money. Come on, give it up for me. I'm going to buy Preparation H like all crazy. Now, I'm joking on that. The Bible said we should leave an inheritance for our children and our children's children. And you can't do that if you're living from paycheck to paycheck. But if you get a budget, you say, okay, here's what we're going to do this weekend. And you guys as a couple have to start talking about this. Because we got the spender. You've identified yourself. I'm a spender. And you're saying, I'm a saver. So you two are going to go at it all the time until you both say, oh, here's what we can spend on. Now, remember, my dad, he put up this amortization schedule at my house. He told Frank for the bank to print it out. My dad comes over to my new house at 1920 Telegraph Road. $45,000, and he hangs it on my wall himself. And he says, here's the first payment. We want to use like a black or a blue pen. This is what he wanted to do. He said, we're going to use a red marker, and we're going to mark off every time you get one of those $45 jobs, okay? So $45, $45. And so he said, the goal is just to try to have like one black mark and like big chunks of red. And I watched my dad do this as a kid. Now remember, the Bible said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Maybe your dad, maybe your mom didn't do this. On Facebook, you should be sharing this. You should go back this week and watch the sermon over and over again. You should sit your kids down and make them listen to this sermon. Because until we teach our kids that there was life before Uber Eats. Remember when you had to just make stuff up out of the kitchen pantry? Raise your hand. You know what I'm talking about? Remember when there was times you're like, I'm kind of hungry. And your kids now, they just use your credit card to call Uber Eats. Got really quiet. You're like, man, don't make me do it with the kids. I'm scared to death of those guys. I don't want to do that. Listen, you're teaching your children and your children's children how to leave a legacy, how to have enduring wealth. and you don't have enduring wealth by buying a $100 tennis shoes. You have been ripped off by Apple. Apple said you needed the iPhone 5, the 4, the 6, the 7, the 8, the 9, the 10, the 11, the 12, the 13, the 14, the 15, the 17. They put little bugs. I think they put little bugs on our phone to make them really dumb, to try to make us buy another Apple. You don't need another phone. Man, Apple's done such marketing on you. As your pastor, I feel you going, don't you mess with Apple. We got in trouble in the Garden of Eden when a person messed with the apple. Come on, right? No. I'm not saying you can't have nice stuff, but I'm saying you got to prioritize. We got to kill this interest that's eating us up on a MasterCard and a Visa, which my dad said, we're going through and we're selling everything we got. My dad has a yard sale at our house. My mom goes to South County Mall. She comes back. My dad's got all the stuff that was on the inside on the outside. She says, what are you doing? He said, I'm raising money. He sold his motorcycle so he could do that red ink pen thing. And then he met with us. He said, we're having a meeting. I was about 10. He said, this year there's going to be no Christmas. I'm like, what? No Christmas? In my mind. I wouldn't say that because that's back when they still beat kids. Raise your hand if you remember these days, right? Kids don't know. Go to your room. You're in a timeout. No, my dad take that belt off and start hitting you while he stuttered. This hurts me more than it hurts you. Anybody ever heard that stupidity? I won't use a seat heater today because I hate the feeling. Brings back childhood trauma. What am I talking about now? So my dad says, we're selling stuff. He said, here's the deal, kids. No Christmas this year. But there will be a day we can buy whatever we want. Because we're going to live like nobody else on this street's living. We're going to cut back. We're going to do this. I'm like, what? Then he says, hey, this, he makes it fun. He says, hey, we're going to go up to Van City on Telegraph Road. And I saw a van in there. It's a little go-kart van, okay? And it's got a go-kart van body. It's yellow. It's got a big, like, moonroof that you climb in it. And he goes, when we pay this house off, we're going to Van City and we're buying you that go-kart with $1,000 we're stealing from Frank at the bank. I said, oh, man, I could see myself in it. Think about it. And guess what? 22 months later, 30-year mortgage, 22 months because my dad is insane. We're not going out to eat. We're not doing everything everybody else is doing. All the other little kids had Jordache jeans. Remember these Jordache jeans? Raise your hand if you're old. Jordache. Remember the comb that came out of the back of Jordache jeans? Come on, raise your hand. Remember the people with a beeper, right? Got a beeper? No beeper. If I had a beeper, it was a fake beeper that had gum in it because it wasn't a real beeper. Remember when you also went outside and your parents had no clue where you were all day? Come on, somebody. And you came home when it was nighttime? Kids, I swear to God, this is what they did. They just let us roam the streets. And we made it. Okay, so now my dad pays it off in 22 months. You find this interesting today? And 22 months later, he takes me down, and they still have the van. Because nobody could afford to buy a $1,000 go-kart in the 80s. But holla at you, boy. Your pimp was rolling, man. I was in that van rolling down the street. Carbon monoxide coming up through there. You can barely breathe in it. I think it affected me even today. I don't think I would have bought the Preparation H. Had that not happened to me. But my dad did something nobody else did. So we got to live like nobody else lived. And what he really did was put something in me that I'm putting in you today that you can get out of debt. Your needs can be met. And it doesn't matter what happens in America's economy. You're on God's economy. Somebody ought to shout amen. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. I get so excited about this because I know this book can change your life. Now look at this scripture on the screen. Everybody, he becomes poor who deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Okay. Think about every campus you're at today, Weldon or Fairview or Ferguson or Earth City or Royal Palm. All of those campuses were based on my credit. I had to sign my name for the church, and if my credit was bad, they would never give the money to do what we're doing. And then you guys are coming along and making a change in people's lives, but your credit has to be good. If you got bad credit or no credit, we need to change that. We need to get a secured credit card, okay? And your best friend is a guy named Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey's mean.
he's a grouchy old man. He's on TikTok. You just put in Dave Ramsey on TikTok, and he's going to tell you, you can't buy that, stupid. What are you, an idiot? No preparation aches for your face. Okay? Dave Ramsey on the University of YouTube. Listen to it. Now, way before Dave, my dad tapped into this stuff and taught me. And I want you to get a hold of it because I'm tired of seeing young people think, man, because of the economy, I can't ever own a home. Because of inflation, I can't own a home. That is a lie from the enemy. The Bible said that you're blessed coming in, you're blessed going out, and everything your hand touches turns to good. He said wealth and riches would be in your house. He also said that if you deal with a slack hand, buy stuff you don't need, with money you don't have, to impress people you don't even know, then it's going to get upside down. And then you're going to be in what they call the system. And the system is designed for you to be dependent on the federal government. And you never want to be dependent on the federal government. You want to be dependent on God and wisdom and His holy word. Look at your neighbor and say, I'll explain all this to you later. Okay? So the rich rule over the poor. Now, Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So if you think poor, you stay poor. If you think stewardship, generosity, and increase, and you deal with a hand that is frugal, in other words, you don't buy it now. You need to calm down. I think you ought to freeze your credit. It's pretty easy to do. You can do it with one phone call. All you have to do is call your wife and tell her, take all of our credit cards, put them in a glass, fill it full of water, and put it in the freezer. It's technically called freezing your credit, okay? Then when you need to take that credit card to the mall, you go through the mall. And then when those boots say, you need me, you want me, that dress says, oh, you would look so seductive. You would get a husband if you had that on. I bet you'd buy that and you'd track people like crazy, just like how you would feel and how you would look. Then you got to go all the way home. You got to put it in the microwave. You got to thaw it out. And there's that tension between thawing it out and cooking it too much where you actually bake the plastic. And so you'll probably calm down and go, I'm not going back to the mall because we know we're all lazy. How do I know you're lazy? Because your Ring camera is going off while I'm preaching while Amazon's bringing crap you don't need to your house right now. Trees are dying everywhere. Am I lying or am I telling the truth today? Because Amazon is so easy just to get on there. And Amazon is a quick dopamine hit because you don't even feel it. Back in the day when you had cash in your pocket, remember how you're like, I don't really want to break this $100 bill. Anybody ever seen a $100 bill? I don't want to break this $20. So the fastest way to double your money is to fold it up and put it back in your pocket. But a credit card, you don't even feel it. All you feel is a dopamine hit going, oh, Amazon. Nicole has Amazon now. She's got Amazon Prime. She can just get it. Bam. She'll tell me, hey, I'm going to go get these air filters. She said, I can have Bob at whoever right here. He's my personal shopper. He'll get it before you get back. I'm like, there's no way. The guy's here to change it. And I promise you, they will deliver that stuff before I can get it to happen. Smart on her part because you know if I go to Home Depot, I'm going to come back with some preparation H and a drill bit. Come on, somebody. I'm going to come back with some crap we don't need. I don't know how to do nothing around the house, but every man wants a power tool. Okay. So I'm not saying don't use those resources. I'm saying use those wisely. Because, again, if you deal with a slack hand or you're thinking wrong, and the problem is a lot of times we're not thinking, then we hold ourselves back instead of using wisdom. Now, there's a slide with Starbucks, and I'm not really going to say anything bad about them because I don't want to be sued. I just want you to look at it. I love the TikTok where the mom and dad are driving through Starbucks. Little girl's in the back. She's about 4. They say what they want. And the little girl says, I want a cookie. And they said, we have a cookie at home. She said, we have coffee at home. And they order the girl a cookie. So our kids are not going to do what we say. They're going to do what we do. So this morning, I believe the Bible. I made my own coffee because there's a book in the Bible called Hebrews. Nicole quotes it to me every day. She says, it doesn't say Hebrews. It says Hebrews. Go get my coffee, white boy. I go in there and get her coffee and bring it to her the way she wants it. But do you realize how much money we waste just because we want to go through and get a coffee that's costing us more money? It's not just that. Can we put up the slide again, the big interest slide one more time? It's this. Without a vision, people perish. So if we print out the amortization, all this can be done in ChatGPT. And we start looking at where we're at and go, okay, first 10%, first, not last, first 10% goes to God. Because it's certainly $900 with God goes a lot further than $1,000 without God. So every dime out of a dollar, we've always done it, we return it to the Lord. Amen. Then, because once we started doing all these things and started getting ahead, because if you heard the term, it takes money to make money, then we started getting a dollar ahead, started being bankers at their own game. And I've said it a lot of times, and I want to be clear about this. Me and Nicole are blessed, not because of the church. We used a lot of our own money to invest in the church. Even when Nicole, I've told you the story where I found out we first got married, she's making $100,000 a month. When I told you, I do not believe in prenuptials, it just sets you up to fail. But she said she's a tither, and she honored God. But we actually, at that kind of income rate, went to Branson, Missouri in a tent and slept in a tent with a air conditioner zipped up in the tent because Nicole is a saver. I was like, why are we in the tent? You make good money. I make good money. She's like, we're in the tent because we're going to pay off our house. Like, is it really that big of a deal? But it's the small decisions that we make over time. And if we're steady, my dad's like, sell whatever we have to sell. We're going to do what nobody else is doing, so we're going to live like nobody else is living. Now, how are you in these churches today? Let me explain it to you, how you're technically at these buildings. Because after 22 months, when my dad paid that house off and I got the go-kart, he went to Frank at the bank. He said, I got the deed to the house, and I want to build God a house. And there's some property for sale at 1416 Lark Williams Road. And I want you guys to loan me the money to buy that land to build a church. And they said, we've never seen this before because it always takes like 10 deacon boards to come in and they co-sign that the church can do it. And my dad said, I want to build a church that those five people can't say, I can't say what God tells me to say. And I'm going to use my house, put it on the line, to honor God's house. Now watch this. Even today at 1416 Larkin Williams Road, Google that. There's a church there today that my dad built. Now it's called Life Christian Center. And that Life Christian Center is a great church, and it wouldn't be there today if my dad hadn't put his house on the line. And you wouldn't be sitting at the buildings that you're at today if my dad hadn't said, Frank at the bank, you're going down. No matter what, we are going to pay this off, and no matter how I get tempted to do other things, I'm going to keep the main thing the main thing. Well, what are we going to do for recreation? There are things you can do. You still got that stupid iPhone you're in a contract with. You can watch TikTok. You could get in a group. You could go to the park. You could get a tent. But we're not just doing it for us. We're doing it for the anointing that is supposed to be passed down generationally so that your kids can spit what I'm spitting you today. And this comes very natural to me because it's not something I studied for. It's the way I've lived my life. And I'm here to tell you that Nicole and I are blessed, not just because we're tithers, but because God saw that we were faithful. And he said, the faithful person shall abound in blessing. And if I told you how that God set us up and we bought this house and paid it down, and then I bought a house for $85,000 and sold it for $165,000, and then bought a house for $165,000 and sold it for $1 million, and then bought a place for $1.6 million, sold it for $2 million, and I'll stop there because people tripped on these numbers. But it wasn't done with church money. It was always the heathens that gave us money. The Bible said the wealth of sinners laid up for the just. I just made $600,000 last month on a real estate deal, and it came from cigar-sucking heathens who could not understand why they were losing $600,000. I'm blessed, I'm favored, I'm anointed, and I'm at the right place at the right time, and it'll happen for you if you honor God, okay? Just honor God, and I'm not going to apologize about it. You realize how much preparation I could put on my face for $600,000?
Don't let these numbers trip you out, but I just want you to understand, the first house was $45,000, but it was a house, and I didn't pay rent. The second house went up.
Now, two things I want to share before we go, because I got 27 seconds, and I'm going to go to Earth City and preach, and then I'm going to come back here and preach, and I'm going to go to Earth City and preach, and then after that, you're going to see why I need Botox. But this information will only help you if you apply it. So if you leave today and go, oh, I wish my life was better, you got to go get the book, because I told you I'll give it to you for free, okay? And start today, not tomorrow. What can I cut? What app can we get on our phone that tells us where we're spending money that we don't need to spend? Start making that coffee at home. You're going to look better and feel better if you started eating at home. The crap they're putting, don't even get me started on the stuff they're feeding you guys is killing you out there. But they're putting all kinds of hydrogenated oils and stuff that the FDA says is okay. If the FDA says it's okay, run like purgatory. Out of there. Get out of there. Don't trust the FDA. You're like, oh my God, you sound like a conspiracy guy. Oh, you have no idea. Okay? Don't eat what they're telling you to eat. Don't do what they tell you to do. You live your life by the word of God, and he who the Son has set free is free indeed. Eat what God made, okay? Drink what God made. Stop poisoning yourself, and you're going to look good, feel good. I'm 56 years old, and most of the people that are half my age can't compete with me physically because I don't eat what they eat. I don't think what they think. I'm not saying this to impress you. I just want you to stop thinking stupid. I want you to get up, and instead of hauling Uber Eats in on the phone, go like we used to do and walk to the store and walk through the aisles and steal a grape. Come on, somebody. And walk around and buy a few things you don't need, but you got yourself moving. Am I making sense to anybody? Get off the couch. Get off your butt. Get to moving. Okay? All right, stand up with me because I've really got to shut up now. I have a question here, Ferguson, Florissant, Fairview, Florida, everywhere. Raise your hand if you say today, man, that encouraged me. Okay? It helped. How many of y'all, you put it down, feel like, man, there are some things in there, some of it I knew, but I got kind of lazy. It's easier just to tell you because, yeah, go ahead and do Uber Eats. I know it'll make you love me more. Remember when you made your own Halloween costumes? Remember when you actually had to do chores? It's really weird now that we work for our kids. Raise your hand. You say, I'd rather put the laundry up myself than fight them. Okay? Let's get some order in our life. Let's establish some boundaries. Let's go to church every Sunday and learn stuff like this. There's nothing in this for me. This is about you. I want to help you get better, okay? I don't need your money. I got my own money. I'm married to a woman who was good looking and had some cash. Come on, somebody. Don't be judging on me. Don't be hating on me. But my dad taught me those things that set me up. I want to pray for you today that God would help you today. Praying that you fill out that connection card today because we want to come alongside you. We need your number so I can text you some stuff. I'm going to send out a text this week. It's going to give you some ideas, and I'm going to send out a video if you're on the email list of Dave Ramsey. It's going to help you, but if you're not on the list, I don't know how to get a hold of you. So fill out that connection card. We connect. That's one of our core values at the church. People connect, families grow, lives are changed. We got to get you plugged in so you can use your life to change your life. Let me bless you. Stretch your hands toward me every campus today. Look at that screen if you need to. Father, as their pastor right now, I come in agreement with them that no weapon formed against them will prosper. And some of the weapons is lust for other things. It's this commercialized world that we live in that says, man, I need more, 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 faster, 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 better, better, better. I want people to look at me and think that I'm successful. No, they're going to look at us later and know. It'll be obvious that something's different about us than them. I pray, God, as they are honoring you even today with the tithe, we're going to get this thing right. We're going to honor God first with the 10, and we get that right, all the rest will fall in place. And God, we're going to have plenty of money left over once we get these bankers out of our lives. We stop paying interest on those high credit cards, and we start getting that momentum of paying that debt off rapidly. Debt means doing everything but thinking, doing everything but tithing. Those are the acronyms. So today, I say that, God, as they take one step towards you today, you're going to take 1,000 towards them. Even people that have been looking at them are going to say, I'm going to give them some more money now. I'm going to raise them up now because, God, you know in your word, you said when we're faithful over the little, you'll make us ruler over the much. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise today.